Shir number 20. The Rambam in Perik Daled Halacha Beis continues the 24 Averois that disturb from making tshuva. If we do tshuva, we accept it. But there is this second group of mitzvahs that block us from doing tshuva. This group is things that when we do this Averois, we put ourselves in a situation that's going to disturb us from making tshuva. Let's see five Averois and what's it? Mayhem. Chamisha dvarim noy alin darchei atshuva bifnei oiseyem. These five things lock the door and the ways of tshuva from someone that does the Averois. Ve'elu hein, the first of this group, this five, ha'poyresh min hatzibur, someone that doesn't feel himself and is not a part of the congregation, of the kehile of Klal Yisrael, is not part of the community. And that's why, what's the problem with not to be part of the community? Lefisha bezman sheyasu tshuva lo yihye imohen. If there was a time, there was a Yisoyrus, and everyone gets together and accepts takones and becomes better, and he's not there, he's not a part of them. One of the bases, one of the amudim, the pillows that we could rely on, is to be a part of a community, a part of a kehile. And then the kehile goes up, and we go up together with the kehile. The minute we divide ourselves from the kehile, we go in our own way, and we're not a part of a community, we're not a part of a shul, of something that holds us together, we're not going to be there. When everyone is going to have these errors, we'll stay outside. And that's why, if someone leaves the tzibur and goes in his own way, if you're part of the tzibur has a very strong power. It's a dynamics that pushes forward very much, and we need to use that dynamics and to be a part of a good keil, of a good community, from Erlach Yidin like it's supposed to be, and that's going to help us. And you use it. The minute we don't use this power, this kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, so we lose it. And that's, it's noyalin. It's like closing the door and locking it, that we're not going to come to tshuva. The second of it, from this group, is the hacholek al divrei chachamim, someone that fights and argues and disagrees with the learnings, the Torah that the Chachamim teach us. Lefi shemachluktoi, that is choylek and Chachamim, disagrees with them, goy remes loy lifroish meyem. He doesn't go to learn by the Rabbanim, he doesn't believe in them. At the minute he doesn't listen to the Rabbanim, ve'eino yoideya darchei atshuva, so he doesn't know what to do. And like we see over here, this Avere is disturbs and it locks the door that he can do tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yoina teaches us in Shara Sheni from Shari Tshuva that if someone is mekabel on himself, he accepts on himself that from now on, he will listen to Musar HaChachomim VeAmrichichim. He will go and listen to the Drasha. He will go and listen to the Shiurim and the lessons and the teachings of the Tzadikim, of the Chachomim. Berega Echad, in 1 minute, Yatza, he went out in the darkness to a great amazing light, the light of tshuva. He didn't do yet nothing. Over here now, he didn't do a mitzvah, but accepting and being ready to listen, ready to learn, is going to bring him to a place that is going to be close to tshuva. And says the Rambam, another one, v'amalig al mitzvahs. Someone that makes fun of mitzvahs. Shekevon shenisbazu be'einov. He has no respect to the mitzvahs. Einoi roidef achareihem. He doesn't run after them. He doesn't follow the mitzvahs. He's not searching after mitzvahs to do mitzvahs. Ve'loi oisam. And he doesn't do the mitzvahs. Ve'im lo yaseh. If you don't do mitzvahs, bameh yizke. How could you be clean? How could you be zoiche? How could you be mezukech? How could you go up? He's not interested in doing mitzvahs. He makes fun from every mitzvah. He has a joke on everything. Everything is making fun by him. Like Thomas. And he says another one, v'hamevaze raboisov, someone that learned by his Rebbe, and now he's mevaze as Rebbe. Shedovor ze goyrem lo ile dochfo yule dor de kereichazi, over here is a problem, because his Rebbe is going to push him away. If someone makes fun of his Rebbe, he goes against his Rebbe, what happens? He has no Rebbe. Because his Rebbe now doesn't want to help him. And his Rebbe could be, he needs to do it. Ubiznan shenitrad, when he's pushed away from his Rebbe, like Keichazi was pushed away by Elisha Hanavi, so he's not going to know what to do. And if someone doesn't know what to do, because he was fighting against his Rebbe, because he was a rebellion against his Rebbe, he doesn't know now what to do. He doesn't know what to do, so he gets mixed up. And that's also locking the door that he can do tshuva. And the fifth of this group is Vehasoine Esatoichochoi, someone that always when he is musel toichoche something, he doesn't want to. Shariloi hiniachloi derech tshuva. He doesn't leave a way of tshuva for himself. Why? Because toichocha, if someone hears and something that he did that it's not good, he is musel, this critical point of view, and he's ready to accept that he was wrong, and there was a way to say it to him. If he did a mistake, there was a way out. But if someone soines at the chochos, there's no way to tell him that he's wrong. Okay, if you tell him that he's wrong, he will blow up. Such a kind of a person, lock the door from doing tshuva, because there's no way that he will understand. Someone will show him that he's wrong. And that the Rambam means a group of psukim that the Nevi'im and the Torah tells us that if you need to be ready to listen to Musar, to listen to Teichacha. Someone told you something. It doesn't need to be that he's right. But listen to what he said. Think about it. Could be he's right. Could be there was some point in what he said. Maybe some little point, but listen to it. And try to understand. Maybe there was ever something. And to listen to Musar, and then Yatzah, Me'afeila, Le'ergodei, this is this group. Five things that if we take out ourselves from listening to Musar, from learning from people that know more than us, that could teach us, we learn the Divrei HaChachamim, the Torah, that brings us to Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help us.